Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with me, Paige Estertori, representing Financial Services Online, your trusted source for everything related to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025, and we have a lot to cover regarding the financial landscape of Australia. First up, Australian investors are carefully steering their strategies amidst international uncertainties. According to a recent survey by InvestSmart, nearly 88% of these investors are wary of the United States' trade policies, specifically the tariffs imposed under the Trump administration. However, almost half of them are opting to stay the course with their current investment plans, while around 10% are considering adjustments if the situation continues to be unstable. Interestingly, some have opted for capitalizing on the downturns or opting for a more conservative approach, with around 14% liquidating their assets and 12% transferring to safer options such as cash and bonds. InvestSmart CEO Ron Hodge commends the investors' cautious but calculated moves amidst a wave of concern. Next, financial advisors are stepping up their game ahead of the federal elections. At the Professional Planner Advice Policy Summit, industry leaders, including Bert van Meinen, a Liberal MP, and ex-NSW Premier Nathan Rees, all emphasize the vital role of the financial advisors and the need for them to engage with politicians to highlight the value of their services. In other news, super funds have made an appeal to the Federal Treasury for the formation of the Payday Super Advisory Council to be part of the new payday superannuation regime launching next year. If granted, this council, comprised of industry leaders, could provide strategic guidance, much like the successful Superstream Advisory Council did, with the desired result of a smooth transition and improvements in superannuation management. Finally, it seems that skyrocketing housing prices are closing the door to young Australians looking to enter the property market. A recent study suggests that these high prices are causing a surge in opposition towards the idea of using superannuation for housing deposits. The prospect of depleting retirement funds is a valid concern shared by many, including young professionals. Critics warn of potential housing price hikes resulting from housing deposit schemes, advocating instead for structural reforms, including investment in social housing. That's our news wrap for today. For a more in-depth look at these stories and more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. As always, we'll keep you updated, informed, and ready to navigate the financial world. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estertori. Stay financially savvy, Australia.